Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell spoke after the Fed's latest meeting, at which it voted to raise the benchmark interest rate by a half percentage point. Powell took the unusual step of saying the central bank's officials understood the financial pain that high inflation is causing the average person.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
With prices for food, energy, and consumer goods accelerating, the Fed's goal is to cool spending and economic growth by making it more expensive for individuals and businesses to borrow. The central bank hopes that higher costs for mortgages, credit cards, and auto loans will slow spending enough to tame inflation, yet not so much as to cause another recession. It's not clear how fast the Federal Reserve's rate hikes will act to slow inflation. Rising costs pose a huge political risk to President Biden and the Democrats, with midterm congressional elections just 6 months away. Republicans kept up their drumbeat, saying the economy is worsening and President Biden and the Democrats are to blame. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee.
All evidence seemed to suggest that it's going from bad to worse. Last week, we saw that the economy actually contracted. It actually shrunk. 1.4% was the decline in GDP. That was worse than expectations, and that's bad. We also, of course, know that inflation is completely out of control, rising at its fastest rate in 40 years.
But the nonprofit think tank, the Economic Policy Institute, says something notable is going on with this current round of inflation. The Institute's director of research, Josh Bivens, says in a recent post that more than half of the recent increases in prices can be attributed to fatter corporate profit margins. Bivens says that's not typical. He says from 1979 to 2019, corporate profits only contributed about 11% to price growth. Bivens says that rising labor costs, which typically account for a much higher percentage of rising prices, contributed less than 8% to the recent price hikes. Bivens recommends a temporary excess profits tax. Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Silicon Valley Congressman Ro Khanna have targeted their efforts at the energy giants, calling for a windfall profits tax. Chevron and ExxonMobil both announced last week that their profits surged during the first quarter of the year. Jamie Henn of Fossil Free Media said big oil is intentionally profiteering off the war in Ukraine. Meantime, President Biden tried to take credit for reducing the federal deficit and the national debt.
On top of us having a $350 billion drop in the deficit last year, my first year as president. We also learned that for the first time since 2016, the Treasury Department is planning to pay down the national debt issued to the public this quarter. And for all the talk the Republicans make about deficits, it didn't happen a single quarter under my predecessor.
But Biden's attempt to claim good economic stewardship is unlikely to be heard above the clamor over inflation, and it's not at all clear that attempts to point the finger at corporate profiteers will gain traction either. Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.